Time to put item number 8 up on the board. We call this our online segment. We've got Kim Jones of NFL Network and Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. And Kim, 11 wins this season for the New York Giants, an impressive turnaround, one that really caught the attention of all of the NFL.
It has, and it's, what have you done for me lately? So we're all still talking about the Green Bay game and the week before it, right? But the Giants did improve by 5 wins this season. That ranks 3rd, tied with the Raiders in the league. Dallas had more, so did Tennessee. But you're talking about a Giants team that made improvements really across the board. There were shortcomings that we will get to. But in terms of personnel and talent, Bob, you didn't hear after every game this season, boy, so-and-so has more talent than the Giants. You didn't hear it because it just wasn't true.
A football coach in the NFL is huge. When you make a change, you know, you can make a change in the NBA or in baseball. The players are the players, I think, primarily. Football, it's a whole system, a whole operation, all these assistant coaches, strength and conditioning. So this was a whole new, younger way of doing things. It went from 6 to 11. So Ben McAdoo in his first year, look, offensive issues, other things, playoff loss. It was a tremendously successful debut rookie head coach season.
Let's go to the key thing with this football team, though, is offense. Yeah. And how it has to get fixed, considering what they did at the end of the year, not getting to 20 points, and not against a who's who of defenses.
I mean, you mentioned the 5 improvement in wins, right? Mm-hmm. With more than 100 fewer points. I mean, that seems impossible to score so much fewer points and have more wins. We know that's because the defense was tremendous. But it was an issue all season, and it was a big issue in the playoff game. You know, you can look at it and say the defense, where was the defense in the fourth quarter? Look, that was, they needed to score more points. You cannot go into Lambeau and score 13 points. You know, they won games scoring 10, scoring 17. And it's a mystery. I mean, Jerry Reese said it was a mystery, right? And it was. I understand there were issues, tight end, left tackle, certain places, running back, but it should have been better than it was. It's a mystery.
Well, and when it's a mystery to the people in this building, yeah, it's going to be a mystery, if we're honest, to every person sitting in these chairs, right? But they're giving away, they gave away more than a touchdown a game this season. You could say that makes the 11 wins even more remarkable and completely improbable.
A lot of fans are very frustrated with Ben McAdoo's play calling with his big, you know, diner, yeah, size. But this was the same guy who called the plays the last 2 years, and they're averaging 27 points a game. So he didn't become dumb as a head coach. I don't think he's not focused on the play calling. It just didn't work, and it was really strange.
No, but a year ago, he didn't have to talk to Brad Wing before he went out for a punt, with Wing telling him in that Dallas game, hey, if you could take the delay here and give me 5 more yards, I can dump it inside the 5. That conversation happened this year, and it worked. But Ben McAdoo, offensive coordinator, wasn't having those kinds of responsibilities.
Maybe it's too much on his plate. Maybe.
So what are some of the areas that you feel that they have to address as far as fixing immediately?
Well, I think they need to get a quality offensive tackle. If you want to put him at left tackle, you want to put him at right tackle. I think they need a left tackle. I don't think you can sign one. You probably have to draft one. Maybe that's the 23rd pick. Move Ereck Flowers over. You know, if they think that you need a really good offensive lineman, you need a tight end who can block and catch. I think you could conceivably take all 3 tight ends on this team and take them away, and you could rebuild with that, and you wouldn't be hurt too badly. And I think they need another receiver with size.
They'd certainly need an upgrade at personnel at tackle. Right. Absolutely. And it has to come at left tackle. And if it's going to be Flowers, he just has to play a whole lot better. Or someone else. And at this point, I think you'd vote someone else. Mm-hmm. I also think this offensive line, the chemistry overall, just has to improve. With this offensive line, I think they could make improvements from within and also with additions.
And Justin Pugh mentioned that, mm-hmm, in his exit meetings. He said we need to do a better job off, mm-hmm, the field. And he said the old guard at offensive line in this building was that kind of a unit, the fist, you know, 5 working together. He said we need to do a better job of that.
Kim, Paul, we want to thank you for your generosity throughout the course of the year, and thanks for joining us
on
the program.
Thank you, Bob.